This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Latham Woodward, the CEO of Sense Distribution, the parent company of Shuggies that is on a mission to reduce the stigma of cannabis with a cannabis-infused sweetener. Mr. Woodward, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Nice to be here, Eric. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
And you're certainly welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, tell us, how is Shuggies changing the stigma of cannabis use today?
Well, as your listeners may or may not know, California had passed our Proposition 64, which is the adult use legislation for cannabis consumption. And there was a common kind of held misconception that this was passed for a subset of the adults in California, and California being the largest state in the union. But in fact, that subset, which is your typical kind of stoner perceived individual, is not exactly who passed this. It was a very wide majority who passed 64. And those people are people like me, a 55-year-old man, a 35-year-old woman, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, people who were looking for an alternative to medications they're currently taking, or alternative to alcohol and other things that they may be taking for relaxation or medication. So the way we're trying to change the stigma is, this is not about the kid who's out there with his bong on the corner or in his car or at a party. This is about adults, and it's about adults leading their life in a responsible fashion and trying to get off of things that they've been told are good for them, which are in fact maybe not good for them.
And a great explanation, and that is most helpful. If you would, tell us, how is Shuggies infused sweetener different or unique to other products on the market?
Well, right now we're kind of a trendsetter in that there aren't really any other products like us in the market. We are a company that is aiming toward changing how you do your life on a daily basis, but not really integrating something hard. We're not asking you to integrate new procedures or new habits into your life. We're asking you to, instead of adding refined sugar to your coffee in the morning, perhaps add Shuggies, unrefined natural sugar. Or if you're having a cocktail at night and you don't feel like you want to drink two or three margaritas at your cocktail party, you could have one low dosage agave syrup Shuggies in your cocktail and basically get a great feeling out of it. The low dosage gives you the ability to have a good evening without kind of losing control. And that is one of the big issues with edibles in the edible market, is that you'll commonly hear that, especially among women, because of lower body mass and weight, that they'll ingest something like a common gummy bear or one of these little things that they sell, and they'll have a very bad experience. And that's everything we're trying not to do.
I hear you on that. Tell us, from your viewpoint, who would benefit the most from Shuggies?
I would say the people who benefit most from Shuggies are people, or many groups. Let's just say many groups. For me, I'm a non-drinker. I gave up alcohol after a good run, and it was a choice thing, just because I felt it was not a healthy thing for me to do any longer. For some people who are taking antidepressants, perhaps, I'm not going to say this is a medical solution to that, but it's worth a try. To people who have anxiety, or people who want to just relax in their day-to-day life, that's who this is really aimed toward.
Today we're joined by Mr. Latham Woodward, the CEO of Sense Distribution, the parent company of Shuggies that is on a mission to reduce the stigma of cannabis with a cannabis-infused sweetener, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Continuing on, Mr. Woodward, how do you consume Shuggies?
That's really easy. We have, I found a methodology when I was traveling in Europe. We provide Shuggies in what is conveniently known as a stick pack, which is kind of a, not the proper name for it, but that's what they call it. And a stick pack is a small PET with aluminum foil lined package that is small. I'd say it's about 3 inches by 3/4 of an inch wide by roughly 1/4 inch thick. And that is basically just a little foil packet you can take anywhere. You can put it in your pocket and take it to the coffee shop. You can take it to with a local restaurant or bar. You can take it to your friend's house. You can take it to the barbecue. And no one's really going to know what you're doing. It just looks like a very innocuous, brightly colored little packet that is child in its parent container is a childproof container. And it's fairly hard to open for a child even in and out of its childproof container. It's easy to use. You simply rip it off and put it into anything you want to ingest. You could drink it. You could just basically slurp it straight out of the container if you're so inclined. I think it's a little sweet for that, but you could do that. And it's a very nice, pleasant-looking package that's not going to make anybody go, oh my goodness, what are you doing? You know, one of those things.
Also, what does the product replace in the market?
Well, it doesn't replace anything because nothing is in this space within the market. There are currently cannabis infused honey sticks that are legitimately sticks. They look like a straw in many municipalities, though in California specifically, this is considered a like packaging issue, and they don't feel it is appropriate for the cannabis market any longer because it does replicate something that is available to children and as a general consumer item. So it doesn't. We don't really replace anything. We augment the market because we have a space here that is unique, different, individual, and driven toward a specific goal. And I use sometimes my company, the people in my company don't like me referring to that. But we're kind of a condiment company. We add the spice of life to things you already do that you do already.
Latham, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today to introduce Shuggies and what you're doing in the cannabis space. Where can listeners find Shuggies and where is it available?
Shuggies is currently available in the state of California. We do have expansion plans to at least 6 states. Currently, our rollout is in Southern California. And you look at it. Look forward to a dispensary near you. It will be in delivery services shortly. We're currently negotiating with several in Southern and Northern California. And it should be widely available in the near future in the non-cannabis market because we will be pushing out a CBD, hemp-derived CBD product as soon as the FDA gives us guidance. And that will be a 50-state product available everywhere so you could get. Hopefully, you'll be able to get Shuggies at any market in your area.
Also, if listeners wanted to just get further information online on Shuggies, where's the best place online to find those or find that information?
Well, they can certainly go to www.shuggies, shuggies.com, or they can go to our parent page, which is sensedistribution.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Woodward, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly appreciate your time today.
Eric, I very much appreciate it. You have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Latham Woodward, the CEO of Sense Distribution, the parent company of Shuggies that is on a mission to reduce the stigma of cannabis with a cannabis-infused sweetener. And for further details, visit Shuggies.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.